with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you what, that T-Gid, I could talk to that guy for an hour, man. He is just a wealth of knowledge. You know, I knew he had this show on TV, but the YouTube videos are all there.
Yep.
The guy can he can flat out cook on a grill.
Yeah.
And he's so forthright with all the information. He's not holding anything back. You want to learn some things, though. Get on and watch those things.
Well, I'm going to post his chili recipe that he won with. Yeah. And we'll have about 90% of it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so don't be fooled. But he is a great guy. He is he's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Good Southern gentleman.
Yeah, and when I leave here this morning, I'm heading right over to Snap Fitness to get my fat butt back into workout for today, because the rest of the day will be great if I start with a good workout. So Snap Fitness, if you haven't belonged to a gym, just check them out. Go online, look for Snap Fitness, and all the Snap Fitness in Michigan are part of this show. And tell them you appreciate them backing your favorite radio show.
That's right. So we talked in the second segment about with Mark Kelly from Lodge Manufacturing, and Lodge specializes in cast iron cookware, and it's uniquely American what they do. The quality is absolutely there. Highly recommend the Lodge brand.
Dude, I saw it in Cracker Barrel. They have it in the front of Cracker Barrel.
Right.
They're selling Lodge equipment,
yeah,
which cracked me up because I love Cracker Barrel.
Right.
The best pancakes in the country.
Nothing more American than Cracker Barrel restaurant, right? I mean, with the rocking chairs on the front porch.
So one of the things with cast iron is making sure you take good care of it. So let's talk just for a second before we talk about things you can cook is when you're cleaning that up. And for some reason, people still ask me this. I don't know why. It seems like common sense, but it's just hot water. You never put soap on cast iron, inside or out. Use hot water and a brush, and really hot water. Rinse it out. Let it dry.
A nylon brush, right?
When it's dry, yeah. And I don't think anybody uses metal brushes in the kitchen anymore.
No, I don't think they do either. But they might because they thought it was a metal pan. That's all.
Well,
you've
probably been saving one for like 20 years.
Right, right. Yeah, the pan or the brush. Yeah.
And then oil it. I use PAM or spray on vegetable oil, and I just spray a nice coat on it. I spray the lid, spray the bottom, put the lid on, and then good luck getting that lid off in a month when you blow it back up because it just sticks.
Yeah, but I've been over to your house. Don't tell me that's a month. You use yours almost every day. You use it inside and
outside. I use that big skillet. I have the, I think it's 14-inch skillet by Lodge. I don't know. It's huge. And that was a gift. It was a gift from my wife's secretary for me to take to deer camp. Guess where it has never been?
Right.
To deer camp.
It's never left your stove.
I tried taking it one year and she goes, "What are you doing with that?" I said, "Well, I'm taking it up to deer camp." And she goes, "Well, you've got all kinds of other ones you can take."
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. She owns it now.
But that cast, when you get it hot and oily, it's as good as Teflon. It's beautiful stuff. And for campfires, the skillet or the Dutch oven, or they actually gave us some really nice griddles and grills that you can put on a grate. One of them has like panini type slots in it.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that's the one you got.
Yep, I have that. Yep,
very nice for bacon as well.
Right, it's a griddle.
If you need to use bacon on the campfire, because that's kind of dangerous.
Right,
stuff
and
to
with
make.
The little ridges on there, it doesn't
and
stick.
A nice and grease trough.
Yeah, and exactly. The grease renders off, and your bacon's not swimming in it.
So some of the do's and don'ts, some of the don'ts on Dutch ovens are, don't set it right in your campfire. If you have a big bed of coals, there's too much heat there. These things are so efficient that all you want to do is dig a little hole next to your campfire where people won't walk, and then take a shovel and take a scoop of coals, throw it in that hole, set your oven in there, and then get another small scoop of coals, the good hot red stuff, and throw it on the lid and just leave it be. And then maybe in an hour throw some coals back on the top.
Right, because they'll go out. They'll cool quicker than the ones that are underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the the conductive properties of cast iron with that unique formula that they use, you can even put fire on one side and it works all the way around the pot. So if you wanted to do it beside the fire too, you might, you don't have to rotate it that much. I mean, it's not like a rotisserie type
thing.
But
you will have to rotate it if you're just going beside the fire.
Right.
Because you, what you'll have is you'll have a hot spot, and I've fallen prey to this and like burnt one side and the other side's not quite done yet. So you really have to pay attention to it if you're going to do it that way. But you're absolutely right. It does work. Large skillets, there's nothing like a large lodge cast iron skillet. If you're going to deer camp, there's lots of things you're going to want to do. You're going to want to do breakfast largely, because if you like staying in the woods a long time, having a good hot breakfast before you head off into the woods, and then, of course, hit the outhouse before you climb in your tree's
8:30.
Or you'll be climbing down out of the tree.
Right.
So get yourself a nice big meal. And then you can sit in your stand until noon with a little bit of jerky in your pocket,
right?
And you'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely. That Bob, I was over at your house last week. I don't remember what we were doing, but
I think we were drinking Lockdown.
Yeah, we might have been from Arcadia. Our friends down there. You know what we were, but a little bit of mind eraser there. It just came back to me. but anyway, we got hungry, and you stood up and you made a pizza in your cast iron skillet.
Oh, yeah.
So the flexibility of this stuff is pretty cool. I mean, I think you had planned it because you had the dough rather than a bowl already.
Right.
But you just pressed that out and put a little oil down, pressed that out, baked it, right? So you put the cast
iron in the oven.
And
there's a good use for a Dutch oven.
Right.
You could do a pizza in that.
Right.
Which
but
we
the
have
skillet,
done.
The skillet, you took the skillet, put the dough in the bottom with a little oil down, and put it in the oven and baked it first. Then pulled it back out, put the toppings on, and put it back in the oven.
Yep.
So you were using the skillet as your pizza stone,
yep,
if you will. Why? Because it cooks evenly.
Oh, it's so nice.
When you're inside
and
the
I
oven.
And I put a little bit of Old World Olive Company's Tuscan oil in the bottom and just cooked like a man.
Yeah, it was cool. And the thing was, is I was really surprised that it was good. You always make good food, but I had never seen a pizza come out of a cast iron skillet before. It was crunchy on the bottom.
You know where I learned that? Pizza Hut. When
really?
They came out with their pan pizza, they had these little cast iron pizza pans that they did all their pizzas in, and I loved that pan pizza when they first came out with it.
Right.
It was real greasy and crispy, and that's grease equals good.
Yeah, right. Bad is your friend, generally. Except at Snap Fitness, right?
Yes. Well, you have to pay your dues.
So what is your favorite thing to cook in a skillet? I mean, you use this thing all the time, a lot more than I do, because you cook for a big bunch of people.
Well,
and I always cook, you know, there's just one or two of us around.
But at deer camp, it's just two of us generally. Or sometimes the crazy cousins come over and hawk our food.
Right.
But it's very often, it's going to be like potatoes with peppers and onions would be the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I would do in there is... sometimes if you have a camp deer and you have some nice little fillets, they're so delicate and tender, you just want to put a little butter in that pan and put a little garlic salt and some crushed pepper on it and just sear those nicely in some butter. They're so good. If you get some chops, or if you want to do a tenderloin like that, you can cut up a tenderloin and just do some nice little bites like that. Sometimes I'll take the back straps and just cube them up and roll them around in butter and salt and pepper on a skillet like that. And just like a high heat and just flash them. They're so tender. It's incredible. And with a little bit of garlic, salt and pepper, oh, my God.
Yeah,
my
you don't have to get, right you don't now. Have to get crazy with the seasonings on that stuff.
No.
Let the natural flavor come through.
No.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, but also what I generally do is I'll make chili in advance. And you can take, I have a small Dutch oven as well, so I'll pour a bunch of chili in there when we leave. And that one I will leave on last night's coals. When we get back, lunch is ready.
Yeah.
Because those coals, it slowly warms it, and it's weird. It just works out just perfect because it's still got enough heat that it'll warm it up, but it won't burn it.
Right.
And so I use the small Dutch oven for that.
Very cool.
And cast iron, man, at deer camp, it's perfect.
Yeah. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope you get out in the woods this weekend and enjoy a little bit of the beautiful bounty. The color's almost upon us. I think we're about a week off for perfect color. But we got one more little quick segment for us. Stick with us. We'll be back.